31 British or Hessian soldiers were killed or wounded in the Battle of New Garden, and 17 Continental or militia soldiers. After the battle, in addition to those in the New Garden Cemetery, bodies are buried along New Garden Road and in a plot on the heights behind the American position at the crossroads. At least into the late 1800s, people in England sent payments to the Ballinger family to maintain a small graveyard there. But those stopped, and all traces have vanished. As president in 1792, George Washington breakfasted at John Ballinger's home on New Garden Road on his way to the courthouse battleground during his tour of the southern states. Historians mistakenly treated the events at New Garden as a single cavalry skirmish of no significance to the later battle. Research by Guilford College alumnus and history professor Algie Newland in 1977, mentioned under location, revealed the battle's significance and gave it a name. Lee's forces engaged the British for at least a couple of hours, including most of their army at the end, inflicted significant casualties, and fatigued them on top of their early morning march. Each of these factors no doubt played a significant role in the damage done to the British later in the day. Had this happened the day before, it surely would have been seen as a separate battle. Dolly Payne was born in New Garden in 1768. Her parents moved back to their home state of Virginia when she was a baby, and eventually to Philadelphia. She married there, but her husband and one son died of yellow fever when she was 25. A Virginia congressman asked Aaron Burr, who later killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel, for an introduction, and in 1794, she married that man. James Madison went on to become president. Dolly Madison became famous for rescuing a painting of George Washington before the British burned the White House in the War of 1812. Though her name is often spelled Dolly, her birth certificate said Dolley. The Meeting House and nearby Guilford College Woods are considered the southernmost stop on the Underground Railroad, the series of safe houses that helped enslaved people escape to freedom prior to the Civil War.